Co, I'm just about to get into the E-Report and the Q-Line's going off, and I think I know who it is. Hello?
Hey, this is Ray Rice calling in.
Ray Rice.
What's going on?
Good to hear from you. Last time I saw you, football camp, and we had a great time. The kids had an awesome time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I had a great time.
And now you're getting prepared for tomorrow's big event, and I'm so glad that you're doing this because this subject is, it seems to be overlooked, but it's affecting so many people, and so many children are losing their lives. So this anti-bullying rally that you have coming up, for the last number that I got is what, close to 18,000 people?
Oof, a lot of people. Glad everybody can come out. It's definitely, a big event. I didn't even know the numbers, but you're talking about 18, 20,000 people. That's going to fill up the whole arena.
Absolutely. And it's a great thing. And I'm glad that people are coming out and being aware because, like I said, the epidemic is crazy. And we just got to encourage our kids to do better and encourage themselves and just reach for their goals and not try to shut other people down. What encouraged you to get involved with this?
There was a story about a young girl who got bullied and took her life. I mean, you got a name for it, and it's bullying. And people don't understand that it starts as little as just calling somebody a name, and then it turns something bigger, then next thing you know, it's not being addressed, and they got certain people, categories, groups trying to fit in with different people, and you hear about a young girl, and then I met the family, and then our family, shared their testimony with me. It was like, wow, a life has really been taken because of bullying, and, that's when I really thought it was time to really step up. Not a lot of people was out there talking about it, but, I wanted to actually be a voice for it.
Now, and you hear these stories on the news, but for you to actually meet her family, I know that had to be eye-opening, because I don't think that these children understand. I mean, and some children are so cold within their own personal issues that some of them really claim that they don't care. But you're not just affecting one life. You're affecting family, friends, so many people. Every time this happens to one child, one more child.
Yeah. I started thinking about it from, two different perspectives. Shame on the kid, who was actually being the bully. Because now, how are you going to deal with knowing that you caused somebody to kill themselves? Mm. You got to live with that for the rest of your life. And if you think about it in all reality, the person who was doing the bullying, you're really a murderer.
Wow.
You just ain't use a weapon. You use words. And they say, sticks and stones and may break your bone, but words can never hurt you. In that case, that wasn't true because the words took somebody to their grave.
Again, we're talking to the Baltimore Ravens' own Ray Rice. His Ray of Hope pro-kindness anti-bullying outreach event going down tomorrow at the Merriweather Post Pavilion, 6 to 9 p.m. We have 18,000 people plus signed up, and you need to be there.
Definitely.
And it's crazy because we are talking about children, a lot of people, and especially in the school system, I hate to say too, make excuses for kids just being kids, but you use a really potent word when you say murderer, and that if you cause this to happen to someone, no matter how young you are, you're a murderer.
You have to live with that the rest of your life, knowing that no matter how you feel about the words you choose or the way you went about the situation, if somebody takes their life because of something that you've done to them, you have to live with that. No matter whether you go to jail or not, you got to live with that, knowing that something you said killed somebody. We can call it what you want. But the person caused this young girl to take her life, he has to live with that the rest of his life. You got to be knowing that somebody, you bullied somebody to death. It's not like you called somebody a name, and this person came back, and y'all have words. Y'all didn't have no words.
Right.
She killed herself. She can't even tell a story. Her
right.
parents got to tell a story now.
Mm.
Something I think about, often, because, when you think about, if somebody bullied somebody in your family, somebody close to you, what would you do? Your first reaction, from everybody's cut from different cloths.
A lot of us would have that reaction to,
I know some families who, you bully one of their children, father and them's coming in, they're going to find the kid and they're going to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we want.
Right.
But that's what typically happens because, your first action is the violence. They're protecting their child. But that's technically not the answer here. The answer
right.
is to get the awareness out, and the first attack on this thing is having this bully rally. Next thing you know, this rally might take off. It might go somewhere with it. You never know, but we're not out beating people up. It's an interesting topic. It's very interesting because bullies ain't being bullied.
Right.
It's the kids who's,
defenseless.
They might be just a little quiet in school. Bullies, I've seen it. People only pick on people they know they can pick on.
Right. Absolutely.
I grew up in a small town, but, the community was so diverse, I got along with everybody. I don't care if you were in a band or you played sports, I hang with every different race. Some of my best friends are white, and
of course.
And some of my best friends are Latino. If you came across my path, Ray was a cool dude. So,
right.
But them days and age is over. Everybody got their own little groups. They got their little clans, they got their little gangs, you know, they ain't nobody really trying to get to know each other, you know, and that's what, you know, real moral of the story is, you know, a lot of them bullying stuff is about bridging the gap.
Right.
The awareness is to get out to parents, too, how you were raised. You know, if your child grows up and you raise them and they constantly hitting people and you don't address them, what you think they're going to do when they get older? I think that problem starts at home.
Right.
You know, we all grew up, you know, I was told if somebody hit me, hit them back. You know?
A lot of us were taught that way.
That's what I'm saying, but right. You know, and I'm not saying it ain't the right thing to do, but, you know, if your child's a problem, you at home, or what do you think you're going to do when you go to school? You're going to be a problem at school. You see behavior traits, and you got to address them at an early age, and, you know, everybody raises their child different. I was raised by my mom, and, you know, and I wasn't perfect.
Right.
I don't want to sound like I'm the model citizen for somebody growing up. Anybody who knows my story, I've been through a lot in my life.
And Ray Rice, you're more than a football player, you know, because I see the things that you've done since you've been in Baltimore. You're definitely influential. I know a big 8-year-old fan of yours named Victor, and the day he got to meet you and you took a picture with him, he has that 8x10 blown up on his wall, and he loves you for more reasons than football, and he wants to be a coach. So you're extremely influential, and your influence on children, you know, is why I'm so glad that you're using your voice to speak out on this, because maybe someone like you can change some people's minds and make them think twice about the things that they're doing, the decisions that they're making.
Yeah, because all in all, I just want to see people happy. You know, life is so precious now. You know, it doesn't matter what profession you're in. You know, if you wake up every day with a breath of fresh air, you know, you were given another opportunity by the man upstairs. And every time I think about my story, I feel like it's my duty and honor and privilege to share it. I had the odds against me. You know, I faced tragedy. You know, I faced poverty. And I know a lot of kids in Baltimore, especially the inner city kids, can relate to my story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not going to single out, you know, our wealthy kids, because they can relate to my story as well. Because no matter how much wealth you're raised into or born into, it's always better feeling when you can go out and establish your own.
And tomorrow, 6 p.m., we will make a difference. Ray Rice's Ray of Hope, pro-kindness, anti-bullying outreach event. It's going down at the Merriweather Post Pavilion, so be there.
I'm actually going to be there early, and I didn't want everybody to be there when I have to be there.
Right.
But I will be there early.
Well, 6 to 9 p.m., it's going down. Big, big shout-outs to DJ Lil Jetta. He's going to be providing the music, and we're going to have a great time as we come together to do this. I'll be hosting the event along with you, Ray, so I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it, and we're looking forward to it. And together, I think, Baltimore, we can make a difference, and then we'll go Baltimore and beyond with this.
Definitely. I appreciate it.
I'm on Twitter right now at EKane Tweets, and you can also follow Ray now at RayRice27 on Twitter. If you want more info on the event, you can log on right now, 92Q.com, and get it. Don't go anywhere, because the 5 o'clock ride is back in 6 minutes.